You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm proud to announce that we are about to take bold new steps to follow through on my pledge to buy American and hire American.
That was President Trump yesterday, and joining us right now to discuss that is economist at the Heritage Foundation, Steve Moore. Steve, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hi, guys. Good morning. I'm doing very well.
Good morning. So we all applaud when we hear President Trump say, buy American and hire American. And one of the issues that he has addressed is the H-1B visa program. We have more and more corporations using foreign workers under the H-1B visa program, and they want more and more permits to do this. They want that to expand. Do you think President Trump, though, will curb that H-1B visa program to force companies to hire American?
Well, a couple things. First of all, on Buy American, I want to get you guys' take on this, because I buy American. Do you guys? I look at the label. You know, you cut me, I bleed red, white, and blue. So if two things are about the same cost, I'll buy an American car or American products over. And I think it's every individual's right, and maybe even responsibility to buy American. But I'm not so sure I want the government to require us to do that. So what do you think?
And I agree with you. And we were having
this conversation earlier this morning, and I try when I can. But, some things, it's really hard to find certain items that are actually manufactured in America. We don't manufacture stuff.
Yeah. That is true. But, I think the idea of the federal contracts, leaning towards the American producers, I'm all in favor of that. I just don't want big increases in the cost of these contracts, because after all, then who's going to have to pay for that? The taxpayer. And if you haven't noticed lately, we have a $1 trillion deficit. So we don't have a lot of money to be flowing around. Now, on the other issue that you guys mentioned, which is this H-1B, I think I'm for immigration. I think immigrants have to come into this country legally. And I think, I was just out in Silicon Valley. You go out there, it is the most amazing place where you just see, it's like the United Nations. I mean, you have the greatest minds of all over the world coming to together, people from Mexico, people from China, Thailand, Taiwan, England, Australia. Nowhere in the rest of the world does that happen. So when it comes to bringing in what my buddy Larry Kudlow, who I know is on your show all the time, says, the brainiacs, let's let them come in. But let's make sure the system isn't abused so that they are using, say, an Indian, engineer to displace an American. But in a lot of cases, these companies really do need these workers.
How do you do that, though? How do you prevent the system from being abused?
Well, there are a lot of laws now that you have to go through, a search for an American worker. You have to pay this. You can't bring in an H-1B worker. And by the way, this is a fancy term for scientists, engineers, mathematicians, chemists, people of great educational background, oftentimes with the kind of skills that's very difficult to find in the United States. And then you also have to pay what's, called a kind of prevailing wage. So you couldn't bring in somebody from India and pay them, 30% less than you're paying the Americans. But there are abuses. And that's why I think, Americans are upset about the program, because there are some companies that do that. They bring in, scientists or engineers from third world countries, and they pay them a much lower salary. So that's something that has to be checked for sure.
All right. But, it is also American to believe in the free market system. And the free market system is one of these things where you go out and you try to build a product and you try to build as much as cheaply as possible and sell for the best price possible. And that means sometimes if you're going to have a choice between using American labor, which is more expensive, and foreign labor, which is a lot cheaper, that if you're interested in the free market and getting profit and providing jobs in this country, sometimes you have to go overseas to do that in the most cost-effective way. Shouldn't we let the market determine this?
Well, in most cases, absolutely. By the way, you know me, Brian. I'm a free market guy, so I agree with what you just said. But then if you want support for this, if you want public support for this program, it's going to erode if companies are bringing in, you know, people that are working for way less than what an American would work for. It's just a political fact. But, you know, for people who say one of the false things that's been said about this program is that these H-1B high-skilled immigrants are taking jobs for Americans. That is absolutely, in 95% of the cases, it's the opposite, where when the companies can bring in the smartest, brightest people from the world, and a lot of these people are incredibly talented and they have specific skills that these companies need, it actually creates more jobs for Americans. And one other thing, I was looking at the data. You look at a lot of these companies in Silicon Valley, so many of them were created by immigrants themselves. You know, I mean, one of our great companies, Intel, was formed by an immigrant from a refugee from Hungary, for goodness sake. So a lot of these companies wouldn't even exist if it were not for immigration. So I'm for letting people come into this country if they want to work. I just don't want to have people come in illegally, and I don't want people to come in and want to go on our welfare system.
Well, I think the problem is there was a lot of bad publicity with Disney and a whole bunch of companies Silicon Valley, and these people were not immigrants. These people were brought here on H-1B visas to work here, to make money, to be able to send back to their country, and they were here for a period of time, and the American workers who were qualified and were doing those jobs were forced to train their replacements. So there are Americans who can do a lot of these jobs.
No, I think that's a very fair point, and that's the kind of abuse that I was talking about that really makes Americans angry about this program. But I think, you know, those abuses are fairly rare, and, you know, the media pumps those up, but I don't actually think it's very common in this program. You know, I liken it to, you know, the United States of America I watched the NBA, I was watching some of the games last night, you know, and it's like the United States, think of what if an NBA team could pick every first-round draft pick, every one of the best players every year. They would win every year. And that's the opportunity the United States have. We truly have the opportunity to bring into the United States the smartest, the most talented, ingenious, inventive people into this country. And it's what's always made our country great. Why wouldn't we want these people to come into the country?
Yeah. All right, Steve, we'll have to leave it there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Greatly appreciate it.
All right, guys, have a great week.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.